Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for February 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 16. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Visit our new website. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, $240,000 in grant supports families and increases services. Track 7, Have your say on the long-term plan for our region. Track 8, News in Brief. There are 7 items. Track 9, Getting to the Game, 2022 Charity Shield. Track 10, Mudgee Community Transport wins award. Track 11, $500,000 for park upgrades. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar for February 2022. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for February 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Visit Our New Website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Council's new and improved website was recently launched following extensive consultation with the community with a view to improve online services, mobile responsiveness, and access to information. The new website was developed last year and launched in December following a 4-month testing period by staff and the community. More than just a streamlined look, the new website is entirely mobile responsive, meaning you can access it anywhere, anytime from your mobile. More services are available, forms can be completed online without having to go to a customer service centre, venues can be booked, payments and transactions can be made, and more services will come online as the site continues to evolve. All the content on Council's old site has been integrated and even more information is available for the community, with a state-of-the-art search tool ensuring residents will find the page they're looking for every time. Council's new website can still be found at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. The numbers, 46 the number of online forms now available on the new site, 33 number of venues available to book online, 70 plus number of business units council manages with information about each available on the new site. There is a large photo of grass and autumn leaves with a laptop open at the Midwestern Regional Council homepage. Below is a small photo of two hands holding a mobile phone with council's website open alongside a cup of hot chocolate. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. I think by now most people have returned to work and school, and I'd like to wish everyone in our region a belated Happy New Year and best wishes for 2022. As you would be aware, a new council was announced by the New South Wales Electoral Commission last year following the December local government elections. As chosen by you, the community, congratulations to returning councillors Paul Cavalier, Alex Caravas, Sam Payne, Peter Shelley and Percy Thompson. And welcome to new councillors Katie Dicker, Robbie Palmer and Phil Stoddart. I would also like to recognise outgoing councillors Esme Martins, Russell Holden and John O'Neill for their service. I was proud to be re-elected mayor by the newly elected council last month. It is truly an honour to serve my community and lead the council for my 12th year as mayor. Congratulations to Sam Payne, who was re-elected as deputy mayor. It is another big year ahead for council as we undertake a robust capital works program to improve infrastructure and amenities around our region. Your input helps us to set a plan for our future works, and now is the opportunity to have your say as we prepare our community plan. More information on Track 7. Track 6, heading $240,000 grant, supports families and increases service. Council's family daycare service has received a much-needed $240,000 boost through the Australian Government's Community Childcare Fund. This funding will assist in recruiting and training additional educators, creating more places for local children and families. Operating for more than 30 years, Midwestern Regional Family Daycare currently supports 12 accredited educators in Mudgee, Gulgong, Candos, Rylstone, Wellington and surrounding areas who provide care for more than 90 children in their homes. Family daycare is a great option for young children requiring care, especially those aged 0 to 3 years, and those children in care 4 to 5 days a week. To learn more about becoming an educator, search Family Daycare on Council's website or contact 6378 2730. That's 6378 2730. A large photo shows Family Daycare Educator Erin Constable, Family Daycare Coordinator Anne Kurtz, Federal Member for Killarney Andrew Gee, Manager Community Services Fiona Sheeman and Director Community Simon Jones, with children Lila, Lola and Georgie. Two of the girls are holding a large replica chick. Track 7, heading, have your say on the long-term plan for our region. Council is seeking your input and feedback this month as it reviews and updates the long-term plan for our region. The local community plays a significant role in the development and review of the Midwestern Region Towards 2040 Community Plan. Towards 2040 sets out the community's vision for the future, where we are, where we want to be, and how we will get there. Council is embarking on a range of engagement activities to gain input and feedback from as many community members as possible. Last month, each household will have received a submission form in the post along with the January edition of Community News. Please complete the form and let us know your priorities to inform Council on the actions it should set for the future. Please return the form to Council either in person, by mail or email. There will be other opportunities to provide your feedback online via Council's website. Make sure you're following Council on Facebook to be the first to know when engagement opens. There is a small photo of a family sitting on the bank of a river with weeping willow branches above them. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Wallar Road closure. A section of Wallar Road is now closed from Castle Rocks, car park and walking track still open, to Cumbo Road, resident access available to Cumbo Road from Wallar side. Detours via Ulan Wallar Road. The road will be closed for 10 weeks to realign 2 dangerous curves as part of the 3-year road safety upgrade and is expected to reopen in March. updates at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/water-road-upgrade. Sign up to Your Water. Sign up to Council's new smart water meter portal, Your Water, and to keep track of your water use. Along with daily data on the amount of water being used in the home, customers can review water charges and set up email and SMS alerts to notify of possible water leaks and high consumption periods. Register at yourwater.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Town Hall Cinema February screenings. The Mudgee Town Hall Cinema will open its doors on the 4th, 5th and 6th of February for screenings of Clifford the Big Red Dog, rated PG, and West Side Story, rated M. Tickets at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. 2022 Council Meeting Dates. Ordinary meetings of Council are held on the third Wednesday of each month in the Council Chambers, 86 Market Street, Mudgee, commencing at 5:30 p.m. The remaining ordinary meetings for the first half of 2022 will be held on 2nd of February, 16th of February, 16th of March, 20th of April, 18th of May and 15th of June. Business papers and minutes for each meeting can be found on Council's website. School road safety upgrades. A pedestrian refuge will be installed at the intersection of Perry and Denison Streets near Mudgee Public School as part of a $196,000 funding grant through the Australian and New South Wales State Government Roads Safety Program. As part of the funding, Council will also complete new line marking at Candos, Rylstone, Lou, Ilford and Ulan public schools. Works are expected to be completed by May. Community plan proposals. Council would like to thank residents who submitted a community plan proposal as part of the annual budgeting process. Submissions have now closed and are currently being reviewed. They may be included in the draft operational plan that is due to be presented at the April Council meeting. For more information on the process, visit Council's website. Library Writing Circle. Interested in developing your writing skills? Join Mudgee Library's weekly writing group held every Monday from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. during school terms only and beginning February the 7th. Each term, the group will examine a different genre or style of writing, with opportunities to give and receive valuable feedback and encouragement to refine your writing process. Register for free at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Track 9 heading, Getting to the Game, 2022 Charity Shield, Rabbitohs vs Dragons. The South Sydney Rabbitohs will take on the St George Illawarra Dragons for the 5th annual Charity Shield at Glen Willow this month. Gates for the Saturday the 26th of February game open at 4 p.m, followed by the knock-on effect New South Wales Cup Rabbitohs vs Dragons curtain raiser at 4:30 p.m. Kick-off for the main game Rabbitohs vs Dragons will begin at 7 p.m. Strictly no public parking will be permitted at the venue on game day. Patrons are encouraged to catch the free shuttle bus. Buses will pick up and drop off in the CBD at the Old Mudgee Region Tourism Bus Stop, Mudgee Skate Park / Victoria Park Perry Street side, and St Matthew's Catholic School Lewis Street. More locations on Council's website and Facebook page. A low-floor bus will be available from the Mudgee CBD for patrons requiring assistance. Glen Willow Stadium is a short 1 kilometre walk from Mudgee CBD across Holyoke Footbridge. The Glen Willow Suspension Bridge will be closed. More game day information on Council's website. Pictured at right are several Rabbitohs supporters among a crowd of people heading along the footpath. Track 10 heading, Mudgee Community Transport wins award. Council's Mudgee Community Transport team received the Community and Volunteer Services Award as part of the Magnificent Mudgee Business Awards late last year. The team travelled more than 360,000 kilometres last year, conducting more than 4,000 trips and 5,500 driving hours, transporting people in and out of the region. 20 volunteer drivers give up their time selflessly each week to ensure our community members travel safely. These volunteers are the backbone of community transport, and the service would not be available without them. If you'd like to volunteer, visit Council's website or call 6378 2710. That's 6378 2710. The photo at left is captioned, "Members of the Mudgee Community Transport Team, Catherine Maloney, Alison Whittaker, Kelly Colley and Margot McKenzie." Track 11, heading, $500,000 for local park upgrades. Council will undertake 12 separate park upgrades throughout the region after securing $566,000 in grant funding through the New South Wales Government's Stronger Country Communities Fund, Round 4. The list of projects includes Candos and Rylstone Dog Park upgrades, new pathways and landscaping at Red Hill, Gulgong, construction of a car park at Gulgong Pool, construction of a car park at Mudgee Common, bridge and steps replacement at Rylstone Common, irrigation upgrades at Coronation Park Gulgong, grandstand improvements at Victoria Park Gulgong, fencing at Victoria Park Mudgee, new trees along Mudgee Riverwalk, new seating along pathways in Mudgee, extra signage throughout the region's parks, Memorial Park Mudgee pathway replacement. These projects are due to be completed later this year. There is a photo of the grandstand and grounds at Victoria Park Gulgong. Track 12, heading, your council representatives. There are head and shoulder photos of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730, and Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, heading, live, work, invest, visit. Live. Local event organisers are encouraged to apply for funding and in-kind support through Council's Events Assistance Program, opening Tuesday the 1st of March. The program is open to not-for-profit events that are being held from the 1st of July to the 31st of December 2022. Organisers can apply for up to $2,500 in assistance with multi-year funding available. The program is designed to provide funding assistance to community events which benefit the local economy and attract visitors to the region. Applications close 4:30 p.m. on Thursday the 31st of March. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. Council has contributed $22,500 towards the construction of shade sail infrastructure at Candos Pool, matching $22,500 in grant funding received through the New South Wales Government's Community Building Partnership Program. The shade sail will provide extra sun protection for swimmers and visitors who use the pool for recreation, exercise, events and social activities. Visit. The Manly Warringah Sea Eagles will return to Glenwillow on Saturday the 2nd of April for the NRL Telstra Premiership Round 4 clash against the Canberra Raiders. Tickets available now at 123tix.com.au, starting from $28 for adults, $18 for concession card holders, $18 for juniors 5 to 15 years old, and $80 for a family of four. Gates open at 1 p.m, followed by kick-off at 5:30 p.m. Check out new seating and ticketing options, including crowd stands, as well as a premium ticketing package in the corporate marquee. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. Track 14, heading Events Calendar, February 2022. 2nd of February, Mid-Western Regional Council Meetings at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Two meetings will be held this month on the 2nd and the 16th of February. 4th of February, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall, held on the 4th, 5th and 6th of February. Adults $15, children and concession $10, children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 18th of February, Gulgong Show at Gulgong Showground. Gulgong Show Society will host their annual show on the 18th and 19th of February. Information at gulgongshow.org.au. 25th of February, Rylstone Candos Show at Rylstone Showground. Rodeo, live bands, horse events, pavilion, sideshow alley and local food and wine taking place 25th and 26th of February. 26th of February 2022, Charity Shield at Glenwillow Stadium. Watch the South Sydney Rabbitohs and St George Illawarra Dragons for the 5th annual Charity Shield at Mudgee. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. 27th of February, Mudgee Races Country Championships at Mudgee Racecourse. An exciting day of regional racing at the 7 race meet in Mudgee. Note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Mid-Western Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens, like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Mid-Western Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for February 2022. However, there is still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading A Story. Title, As Young As You Feel. As a retiree, I'm often asked what I do to fill my days. Well, for example, the other day my wife and I went into town for a little shopping. After visiting one store for about 5 minutes, we emerged to find a cop writing out a parking ticket. We went right up to him and said, "Come on, how about giving a senior citizen a break?" He ignored us and continued writing the ticket. I called him a disgrace. He glared at me and started writing another ticket for having worn tyres. My wife called him worthless, so he finished the second ticket, put it on the windshield and started writing a third. This went on for another 20 minutes or so. The more we abused him, the more tickets he wrote. Personally, we didn't care. We came into town by bus. From the Reader's Digest Australia website, seen on the internet. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reid.